good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest. In the headlines, a branch of one of the more well-known supermarkets closed due to a suspected COVID-19 case. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners supports the extended lockdown, saying more time is needed to bring the situation under control. Barvin also supporting the extension, but wants some type of organized vending to be allowed. Labour unions encouraging their members to get vaccinated against COVID-19, and the Democratic Labour Party calls on government for a bailout for the public service vehicle industry. Good afternoon, I'm Keith Goddard. The details just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with the BARC, CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
A branch of one of the more well-known supermarkets was abruptly closed this morning. Reports reaching Starcom Network News indicated that a suspected case of COVID-19 was suspected at the Spooners Hill branch of the popular supermarket. When contacted, Chief Operating Officer Matthew Barrow told Starcom Network News that a statement would be issued later in the day. As government prepares to extend the lockdown for 11 more days, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners agrees that more time is needed to arrest the COVID-19 situation in the country. The view of President Dr. Linda Williams, who tells Starcom Network News that Barbadians need to urgently change their behaviors if the impact of the virus is to change.
Governments will govern, so they will have to decide based on the economic situations and all the other different factors how long they should lock down for. Of course, we are going to say that, you know, more time is needed in order to get the situation under control. But the governments will govern, and they must make final decisions based on what they know. I can only talk on the health side. And on the health side, more needs to be done to curb behaviors and to actually change the metrics that we are looking at in favor of a more favorable position.
Dr. Williams also tells our Barbadians it's not time to panic, but says the public must change its attitude.
I would encourage everyone to keep our heads on, but let us change our behavior and let us do it with urgency, because Barbados is not a big country. We don't have a lot of resources. Economically, we're fragile, but we're also fragile in human resources and physical resources. We can't send to another state to get this, that, and the other, right? So when we run out, we run out. So everybody bears that in mind and keeps following the directives that are given, the sooner we can come out of it. But we can only appeal to the reason of people, and that's what we are appealing to.
That's the president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. The president of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander, supports government's decision on the extension of the national lockdown. Yesterday, Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley announced that the 15-day shutdown, which was scheduled to end tomorrow, will be extended by a further 11 days. But Mr. Alexander told Starcom Network News he believes that vending should be allowed to operate during the period in a safe manner.
What we also are concerned about, agricultural produce reaching the population of Barbados. We are proposing that with the permission of government, vending of some sort be allowed. Those that are able to operate in a safe and supervised manner. And we are sure that the Barvin Market, which was constructed in these times, COVID times, and for that purpose, that the Barvin Market is well suited to the distribution of agricultural produce. We feel that the Barvin Market should be allowed to function during this time to assist.
And that's President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. And many Barbadians seem to welcome the extended lockdown. Those who spoke with Starcom Network News said that saving lives should be paramount at this time.
I welcome the lockdown.
I think to carry on the lockdown is a great idea that the government has done because it will save many lives.
I think the government's decision to shut down further is the best and only decision if we want to save our country.
I agree, Mia, 100%, furthering locking down the country, but I would go further and add the alphabetical system.
I'm in favor of the government extending the lockdown. We really need it. It is necessary.
This move is no surprise, and I think everyone was expecting it. It is a necessary move given the present climate.
Well, if that's what we gotta do to contain the virus, that so let it be. But I feel that something needs to be done about the bills, because if you are not working, how is it are you going to go and pay your bills?
That's Barbadian speaking about the extended lockdown. This is the latest from Starcom Network News.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The National Union of Public Workers wants its membership to take the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine when it becomes available. President Akani McDowell was speaking to Starcom Network News on the issue.
If our membership is any reflection of what the general population is like, which means that we have an aging population, it would also mean that within the public service, we have a number of persons who are over a certain age. And as you know, there are certain risk factors that you need to take into consideration when determining whether or not you would take the vaccine. Those persons who are high at risk or most highly at risk, that would be the persons who are within a certain age range, or those persons with non-communicable diseases, or any persons who may be immunocompromised, should certainly be the first ones to receive the vaccine since they are most at risk, as I said.
Thus, President of the NUPW, Akani McDowell. Meantime, President of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Edwin O'Neill, says they're also supporting taking the vaccine.
CITUSAP has always been and will continue to support whatever measures are necessary to combat the spread of the pandemic. If the jab is being recommended on recommended on the basis of scientific research, evidence, and projections, then we would support, or rather we would have no objection to encouraging our members to be part of the exercise, especially the frontline workers.
That's President of CITUSAB, Edwin O'Neill. Barbados recorded 63 new positive COVID-19 cases on Sunday. These included results of samples dating back to the 1st of February that were done by the Best of Santos Public Health Laboratory. Our Tanisha Rockyall gives us a breakdown.
The government lab, which says it's in the process of reducing a backlog of samples, had conducted 534 tests on Sunday. And of the 63 positive cases, 29 were women and 34 were men. There were 21 recoveries, which brought the number of active cases to 646. As well, the total number of persons diagnosed as positive at Her Majesty's Prison, Dodds, is 363. Of these, 361 have recovered, and the remaining two inmates are included in the active cases.
That's Tanisha Rockyall. The Democratic Labour Party says government has turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the public service vehicle sector, which has been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesman on transport Corey Cox is making a call for a bailout package similar to other sectors for workers and owners in the PSV industry.
The Prime Minister has seen it fit to offer assistance to other ailing sectors, such as salons, vendors, barbers, shops, etc. And this industry should be seen no differently. In 2018, when the current administration introduced the petrol tax to replace the road tax, public service vehicle owners were still required to pay the road tax. So since then, they've been paying two taxes, the road tax annually, along with the petrol tax at the pump. And I think both these measures will go a long way in bringing about significant economic relief to this ailing industry.
It's DLP spokesman on transport, Corey Cox. A recap of the headlines. A branch of one of the well-known popular supermarkets closed due to a suspected COVID-19 case. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners supports the extended lockdown, saying more time is needed to bring the situation under control. Barvin also supporting the extension but wants some type of organized vending be allowed. Labor unions encouraging their members to get vaccinated against COVID-19, and the Democratic Labor Party calls on government for a bailout package for the public service vehicle industry. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.